Yes. It was a beautiful day. It's gonna be a beautiful night. Break out the champagne. Everybody get a glass. Let's start it off sexy. What do you say? And all the ladies say. And all the ladies say. I think I like that. And all the ladies say. Welcome to the champagne life. But trouble is a bubble in the champagne glass. Dreams and reality are one and the same. And we gon' do it like this.
Got an addiction for life and it's vivid. Like every day is my birthday, no one I'm kidding. Can reserve the time that that's where I'm sitting. Me and my friends in self-sickness.
Vegas this weekend, y'all know we was living that champagne life. We was definitely toasting it up. It was a beautiful thing, beautiful thing. All right, everyone, welcome, welcome, welcome to another Tuesday evening. You know what that means. Tuesday evening means from the basement to the boardroom on the Survival Radio Network. We're going to get it in again another week. You know, I'm excited. I'm always, you know, I love these Tuesdays, man. You know, even though this Tuesday was probably a little bit rougher than most of the other Tuesdays, got in last night from Vegas, you know, and it was a rough 3 days though out there, 3.5 days, you know. So and it wasn't the heat though, it wasn't the heat. I ain't gonna even blame it on the heat, even though it was 100 degrees over 100 degrees every day, but I'm gonna blame it on urban professionals. You know, so I want to send much, much love out to Mr. JD and Shelly Davis for putting on the event, the Urban Hangover out in Las Vegas. You know, I mean, we had a great time. This was the first annual one. So if you're not familiar with Urban Professionals, definitely go on Facebook or either type in urbanprofessionals.com and become a member. It's a free membership. You know, for y'all that heard JD on the show before, he was on the show some time ago talking about Urban Professionals, one of the top organizations, not just in the Atlanta area, but across the country. And it's free. That's the beauty of it. It's a free membership. You know, and just what it says, Urban Professionals, is bringing professional people together. You know, and so that's what I love about it. You know, and so they did their first annual trip. They've been doing a ski trip, you know, for years. So they decided to now do a summer trip, which, you know, we was proud as L&B Tax Service to be an affiliate with them this year on the trip. And believe me, you know, we are going to be there every year. You know, it is not the fact that we just had so much fun. You know, we are an entrepreneur and business show, so we do want to kind of talk about that a little bit. Like I said, we had a great time. The attitudes of the people there was so great. You know, that's what I loved about it more than anything. Everybody was real friendly. Everybody was open, fun. You didn't have no stuck-up people. You didn't have all the complaining. You know, and that's rare when you have a trip of almost 200 people. You know, so once again, kudos to Urban Professionals and JD for not just putting on a great, great event, you know, but actually bringing some quality people. You know, and Sunday we had a business called Mixer, which I got a lot of good cards, a lot of good contacts. Shouts out to everyone who purchased my book on the trip. So I'm more than sure, you know, Running with Blinders, the top 17 mistakes of small business is going to be an asset to you. So once again, you know, good looking out, you know, not just for me, but what you're going to get out of it yourself. So I appreciate that. You know, and so definitely check it out. You know, what, like I said, we had an all-white party. We had a comedy show, a pool party, networking events. But in between all that, I mean, people just kind of came together when we went walking the strip. You know, that's a beautiful thing. That's what all this is all about. This is why, you know, everything that comes together positively is done through positive people. So, you know, just like Clark put, you know, started the Survival Radio Network and bringing all these positive people together, and people who didn't know each other prior to this is coming together now and doing things. And that's what the Urban Professional is about as well. So, you know, we definitely want to show JD them love. So go out there and sign up, become a part, because, look, in January, they got the ski trip, and you don't want to miss it. You know, you don't want to miss it for the networking aspect of it, good people. You know, so much love once again. You know, we appreciate it. You know, I'm always excited, as usual, on Tuesday, because you know what that means. That means I get an opportunity to highlight and profile somebody else, somebody to get their business out, their show out, their opportunity. You know, and man, that excites me just to hear the passion behind people. And if you listen to the show, you already know. And I know people are listening, because every week I say the same thing. Thank you for helping not only, you know, from the basement to the boardroom grow, but the whole network. You know, and we're doing big things as a team, but just from the basement to the boardroom, the support that you guys have been giving me, the listening audience, you know, email and text, you know, and all those. So once again, thank y'all. You know, let's keep growing. Let's keep doing big things, because the more big things that I can do, you know, I can extend the arm out to other people. So, you know, I'm excited about the guests we have on tonight. We got Ms. Dawn Forbes. Oh, let me tell you something. Y'all thought I had a Superman on last week. We got a Superwoman on this week. You know, she gets it in. You know, and I got my homegirl, Ms. Roz Dodds. And, you know, and Roz basically, you know, from Sexetra. You know, and I know some of y'all chill out. You know, some of y'all chill out right now. Don't get too excited right now. This is not a sex show. It's not a sex show, but believe me, she going to give you the lowdown, and she going to let you know how you can find out a little bit more. You know, so what we're going to do is I'm going to actually take a short break. We're going to have a commercial break, and then I'll come back. And I'll get into, before we get into our guest, we'll talk about the benefits of franchising, which is big right now if you want to be a business owner. So, you know, we'll be back in about 30 seconds.
Find out how to prepare for the man or woman of your dreams and more. Download the free ebook, Relationship Roadmap, the guide to getting the relationship you want, at www.relationships360.com today, and get the relationship you've always wanted and deserve.
All right, like I said, we'll be back quickly. We're back. And anybody, just like we got this commercial playing, advertisers, you know, if you got a business and you want to advertise your business on any of the shows, and specifically from the basement to the boardroom, definitely reach out to me. We have some, I mean, packages you can't believe for the number of people that we reach on a weekly basis. And what we have, you know, packages to advertise your business for is ridiculously low. You know, so definitely you want to be a part of this. But like I said, you know, we're gonna help some people out that's in business, people that's looking to get in business. You know, that's what we're here for. I want to talk about franchising because, you know, I think it's a phenomenal concept, and not because we now franchise our tax business. You know, we've been doing that for about 4 years, and it's worked out perfectly, and it's been a win-win situation for both parties. You know, and the beauty of franchising is that you don't have to reinvent the wheel. You know, you're basically jumping into a system. You know, and if you have a proven system, a system basically is almost a surefire way to be successful. You know, and that's why McDonald's is so successful across the world, because they have a system. And all you have to do is plug good people, you know, and that makes it a lot easier for McDonald's, because they don't have to super train everybody over with new stuff. And as a franchisee, you actually just got to follow a blueprint, you know, and so it makes it so much better, you know, for everybody. So I'm big on franchising, and we talk about this, and one of the reasons why we started this show, and one of the reasons why I transitioned to business development, because I want to help people not only start their businesses but be successful. And franchising now is the way that people are going because they want that blueprint. They want somewhat of a structured system. And that's the good thing about the franchising. You know, so what we want to do is really touch on some myths of franchising, and that could just give some tips. And the thing about it is, the first thing is that most people think they can't afford it. And what you don't realize is there's thousands and thousands of different franchises. And a lot of us get caught in a franchise of the ones that we see on TV, you know, the ones that have the commercials. So we hear those, we see those, and we think, all right, that's the extent of it. I know I can't afford that because that's too expensive. But believe it or not, some of the ones that you think is expensive is not as expensive as you think. You know, and so they also allow you to do financing on a lot of them. But if you go, and there's a magazine, basically, that's a franchise magazine just called Franchise. And you can get that magazine, and it tells you about all of the different franchises, costs, you know, startup costs, franchise fees, all of those different things. And, I mean, you can get into some franchises as little as $5,000. You know, and so no matter what you want to get into, if it's the healthcare industry, there's franchises, you know, not just one, but it's maybe five of them. So if you do your research, you'll realize that it's something out there for you. So don't ever let cost be a deterrent from not looking into a franchise. You know, franchises has its pros and its cons. Like I said, you do have a situation where the good thing about it is that it's already system. It's a structure. You know, the bad thing is that it's a system and it's structure. So sometimes it don't allow you to get out the box. But we'll talk about that. So the first thing is understanding that you can afford a franchise. And in some situations, if you don't have the money up front, most companies will work with you. The second thing is running a franchise is easier than running other startups. Now, I don't want you to believe that it's a simple process, you know, because I do talk about systems and I do talk about structure, which actually makes it a lot easier. But believe me, in the beginning, you will work just as hard in a franchise business, if not harder, as you would in a traditional startup, because business is business is business. The motto of how I got started is different. But the work ethic and the concept of business is the same. So if I'm going to put 16 hours a day or more in my traditional startup, I'm going to have to do the same thing with my franchise because I'm going to still have to market it. I'm going to still possibly have to get employees. You know, and all of those things are going to be treated the same. You know, so don't think that it's much easier to run a franchise than it is to run a traditional business. You do have some perks. You know, when it comes to advertising and national exposure sometimes, but that don't automatically bring you business. So understand that running a franchise is not always easier than running a traditional business. And let me give a shout out to all my L&B franchisees. And what I call them is financial freedom providers. Because what we want to do is we want to create financial freedom. So we don't call them franchisees. We call them financial freedom providers because that's my goal. That's always been my goal since I got in business, not to just be successful for myself, but to be successful to help others. You know, and so we've been proud enough to actually have four franchises under our belt to this point. You know, and we're only growing. You know, we're only growing. And so it has allowed individuals to create another stream, a greater stream of income, you know, without the pressures. So, you know, once again, shout out to all our franchisees in Houston, in D.C., in Tennessee, and in the Atlanta area. Much love to y'all. Appreciate it. And let's keep rolling. All right. The third thing that you want to consider with a franchise is franchises aren't exactly a safe investment. You know, we automatically think if we put our money into a franchise, even a lot of your popular franchises, you know, we think if we get something that has a name already, if we get a Subway, you know, if we get something that has a name that, you know, it helps. It helps, but believe me, it's not a guarantee. Your franchise is going to only work as hard as you work. It's going to only succeed based on the amount of commitment you put into it. You know, so just because you open up a franchise don't mean that it's automatic, you know, that you're going to automatically be successful. You have to actually put work in it. So it is sometimes a safer investment, but it's not a foolproof. So you actually have to put work in. And not all concepts, you know, and people hear that, oh, if you get a McDonald's, you automatically, you know, that no. There's McDonald's that's been closed down. You know, believe it. It's McDonald's. It's a lot of McDonald's have shut down. You know, so, you know, Dunkin' Donuts, you know, it has a great name across the world, but I've seen Dunkin' Donuts shut down. You know, so basically don't go into it thinking that everything is automatic. You're your own boss, which is probably one of the biggest myths when it comes to a franchise. And the reason why I say that is because you are your boss to a certain extent, but you probably have less leeway than you do in a traditional business. And the reason is because franchises have so many rules. And that's one of the reasons why they've been successful, because they do have some rules. But the thing is that if you go into it and you know that you're a person that thinks outside the box, you may want to consider if you want to do something traditional or if you want to have that franchise. Because as a franchise owner, even if I had a McDonald's, McDonald's don't sell sweet potato pies, but I might want to sell sweet potato pies because I might have a great recipe, or I can, you know, maybe find somebody else that has a great recipe. But that's not McDonald's market. That's not something they don't go for, even though it may be a $1 million concept. You won't be able to do that. You know, so you have to think about those little things when you're franchising. It's a strong possibility that you will be handcuffed to a certain extent. But you have to know that going in. That's why it's extremely important that you read all policies and procedures, you know, prior to going in. A place that you can actually go to do research is www.franchisee.org. You can learn a lot of information, you know, and also through the American Franchise Association. You know, there's a lot of good information in there, and it teaches you how to be proactive as opposed to being reactive. Because as we know, being reactive can be extremely, extremely costly. Another thing that you want to consider when you're franchising is your location. Sometimes you don't have the authority to actually pick where you want to be at. A lot of times it's based on availability. You know, it's based on availability. Some markets are saturated with particular businesses, and a company will oversell in a particular market. So you may not have the best location. And a lot of times location can kill you. You know, and if you've done any type of real estate, you've heard the term location, 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 and how important that is. So you definitely want to take those things in mind, because you may be 30 minutes from your home, 40 minutes, maybe an hour from your home sometime, based on what territory you're in. And another thing that can be extremely important is advertising. Most franchisers have strict rules when it comes to advertising, you know, what you can and cannot do. And you may be creative, very creative in your advertising. Or you may have a specific niche market that you know you can bring in. But you will have to get approval. And that approval, you know, depending on a company and depending on the success rate that they've had in the past, they may not be as flexible. You know, so you have to take those things in consideration. And the other thing is, have an exit plan. You know, have an exit plan, because exiting a franchise is not easy. You know, we think, all right, once we finish with it or we don't want to do it no more, we're just going to get rid of it. No. Realize that you are in a contract. You are in a legal binding contract as a franchisee. And most of them probably have a minimum of 7 years that in which you're in contract. So after 2 years, if you're tired of it and you don't want to deal no more, don't think you can just walk out, you know, and leave it and figure you don't want to do it anymore. You're still going to be obligated to pay a lot of fees. So you want to keep those things in mind. You know, you have the option to sell to someone else if someone's looking. But that can be limited. Somebody can come in and lowball you. And if you came into it and you put a lot of money into it, basically from a build-out or whatever extent it may be, then you don't get that back. So always go into it with an exit strategy in mind. You know, once again, we just wanted to give you some tidbits on some great business information. If you have any other questions or concerns, you can always reach out to me on Facebook. If you're not on, if you're not a friend of yours on Facebook already, definitely make sure you friend me at Brian, B-R-I-A-N, Joubert, J-O-U-B-E-R-T. So definitely make sure that you go out and you friend me on Facebook. You can go to my website. My tax website is www.lbtaxservice.com. You know, and it's great information on there, business tips, tax tips, or just reach out to me at one of the locations, you know, because we want to be there for you. We want to help you no matter which way you go, if it's traditional business, if it's franchising, you know, either way. And that's what I love about my book, that my book can cater to any avenue of business. You know, and you can purchase the book from the website. That's Running with Blinders, The Top 17 Mistakes for Small Businesses. You know, so once again, thank y'all for allowing me to give y'all that information. You know, we're going to take another short break, and when we come back, we're going to come back with the super host. I'm going to say super sexual host, Miss Rosalind Dodd of Sexcetera.
Has the value of your home decreased, making it impossible to sell your home? Are your monthly payments starting to pull you under? At Taylor One, we work with homeowners nationwide on short selling their homes by negotiating directly with your bank to take less than what's owed for a meaningful resolution. With over 20 years in the business and a customer service priority, Taylor One has helped thousands, and now we want to help you. Call for a free consultation at 888-882-6463. Or visit our website at www.taylor1llc.com.
All right, and we're back. And it's crazy because I'm excited, and it's some people out there logging on and on the phone tonight because I'm getting some text messages and some instant messages, and folks are listening in, you know. And like I said, I love this. Every week we're growing, you know, so I'm happy. You know, I'm happy once again. If you're just getting on the line, you're actually listening to From the Basement to the Boardroom on the Survival Radio Network, which is doing big thing. We just talked about franchising your business, or either buying into a franchise and giving some tidbits, you know. And so, you know, just to let you know that everybody's doing well. And before we get to our next guest, just give you a quick lineup of the Survival Radio Network. On Sundays, make sure you tune in to Clark at 4 p.m. On Mondays, we have Ms. Chloe Brown-Taylor at 9 a.m. on Monday morning. Tuesdays, you have myself from the basement to the boardroom. And I'm sorry, I think Chloe's show is The Setup. You know, so you definitely want to be a part of that. You know, we got great information coming to you every day now. You got Tuesdays, you have myself at 8:30 from the basement to the boardroom. And then you definitely want to stay on, call or log back in and listen to Demetra with Ambition Entertainment. She gives you the 411 on everything at 10 o'clock. Wednesdays, you have Clark and Gail with The Conversation at 7. And then my man William on Thursdays. If you're a jazz head, music head, you definitely want to tune into this brother on Thursdays at 9 o'clock. And we have, I mean, we got 5-6 more people coming to the network. So the network is going to be strong every hour of every day. So make sure y'all stay in touch with us. All right. On the line, I have not only my friend, my partner with the New Orleans Connection, but I got the queen of Sexcetera on the line, Miss Rosalind Dodd.
Hey, Brian. Hello, everybody.
Oh, and she come on the phone with her voice. Yeah, she come on the phone with the sexy voice. See what I'm saying? You're already, look.
Stop it.
Look at that. Look at that. It ain't even been 15 seconds. I got two text messages that fast.
You'll hey, Brian, thanks for having me.
Nah, thank you for being here, man. See that? Your listening base, I know, went up by two people already.
Thank you, guys.
Of people that didn't even know about you. But see, whenever you put the word sex into it, then that automatically draws people's attention. You know, they be doing all kind of stuff into serious stuff, and you say something sex, they hear that word sex, they attention just drawn to that.
I know.
You know, so, well, thank you for being a part of the show.
Thanks for having me. I'm really happy. Thank you so much.
No. So I'm glad you're here. And I'm glad, you know, that not only that, I can support you on my show. I appreciate the love of you showing me love on your show, and not on Sexcetera, because we were trying to see how we can work the whole business and taxes, et cetera, thing together. But Roz is the former co-host. You know, she's the former co-host of Chat Atlanta. You know, yes. And shouts out to the girls of Chat Atlanta. So
hi, my ladies, Chat Atlanta.
So we heard you just did your last show with Chat Atlanta. This past Saturday.
Yes, it was last Saturday. It was a sad day for me, but, you know, it was a great move. So they're still my family, so I still love them all.
Okay, and if I'm correct, you moved on because you wanted to concentrate on Sexcetera 100% because of, like I said, once again, not just my people, but everybody is starting to really tune into you, and the show is really starting to catch on. And so you had to move on to concentrate on that, correct?
Yes, I did. I was given an opportunity, and I embraced it, and I'm moving forward. So I have the support of the WXRP radio family and all of my friends and family. So we're just going to move forward and see what happens and enjoy the ride.
All right. See, you got to stop using certain words like that.
What, the ride?
This is a business show. This is the business show.
But it's business. Listen,
we're
just
talking
ride
about the business. Yeah, we're talking about the business of what you do on your show, not the actual conversations of it, but actually let people know, because when you hear the term Sexcetera, they just think it's just a whole sex freaky show. But it's not really just about just sex, though. Let everybody know exactly what the show is about.
Okay. Well, first of all, Talk Sexcetera is an awesome show. It's every Wednesday night, but I'll tell you, we cover topics of sex, we cover intimacy, and we cover much more. And the goal of the show was actually to give adults a place to, like, openly talk about ways to improve in certain areas and educate them. And we have fun about it, doing it. It's about intimacy and relationships.
All right. And if you have any questions, for myself or for my guests, you know, definitely make sure you call in at 917-932-1078. That's 917-932-1078. Call in and questions, concerns, you know, nobody can see your face. Nobody can see your face. So if you have questions about your sex life, your relationship, you know, be sure to ask the guest. If it's about business, be sure to ask me. So, you know, I don't want to get off air and hear about all the sex questions and, you know, you asking me when you have a professional on the line, you know. And that's what they're going to do. Well, Brian, ask her, can you? No, you have her.
Call now, please.
Yeah, call now, please, and get it answered. You know, and that's what we want to do. So, y'all really get into relationships, and what how much of the show is about really helping? Because right now, you know, I know we're suffering from a relationship standpoint. I know the call is called Talks, et cetera, but relationships are struggling right now. So what percentage of your show is really about relationships and bettering the community of marriage as opposed to just, you know, sex and stuff?
Well, you know, marriages and relationships, it's all about intimacy and it's about communication. So whether you're dating, living with someone, or married, communication is key, and you have to keep that intimacy. And so many times couples get to a place of just getting stuck and having that obligation without that passion anymore. But there's a way to recapture that, and it's about communicating, being true to yourself and being comfortable with your partner and just talking and not being afraid to say what you want and don't want, and let's grow together. So it's definitely not just about, ooh, sex and what you want and how you like it. It's about sharing. It's about an open forum where adults can just talk openly and just listen. Some of them, they don't want to know who they are. They just want to listen to what we're saying, and they walk away with comments on the show about how much they enjoyed it. They like the content, and that makes us feel like we've done our job.
All right. And I know we always say that men don't communicate, and you know, and so as far as your show, do men actually call in? And I mean, give you the nitty gritty, you know.
Are
and
you
I,
kidding
I try
me?
Not try to hold back. I'm talking about, you know, they talk about their relationships, they talk about sex, they talk about the freakiness, whatever component. Do men actually get loose with it?
Are you kidding me? Let me tell you, tomorrow night at 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, call in. You'll hear it. The men are ruling the show. So Charmaine and I, we are trying to be strong for all the sisters. They're calling. They're in the chat room. But the men, they have concerns, and they feel so good being able to use our forum to have their issues heard or just to share their stories. And it's helping other people as they listen. So, yeah, men are definitely involved in the show. And we thank you guys.
Oh, so you're telling me it's the women that's not calling in, and the women trying to around here play cute.
Well, you know, I'm not going to say they're not calling in, but the men are really, really, really calling. The women, we have an even range, but the men, it's so good to hear them share, what they're doing or what they may have an issue with. So we love it. That communication to us empowers us to know what's really going on. So we do like the men to communicate, please.
All right, I think we have a call on the line that may want to speak to you. Caller,
okay.
Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Yes, I'm here.
How can Miss Etcetera, you know, help you?
Well, Miss Etcetera can help me by actually, first I want to say I really love the show, and I'm glad to hear her voice. Her voice just makes you just do some things, man, I tell you. If you don't, you never heard the show, whoever listening, y'all got to hear this show. This Sextra, Etcetera, whatever they want to call it, the sex show, man, I'm telling you, it's one of a kind. And this, I got to say this, y'all, because everybody want to know who this is. This is DJ Kicks, and I want to big up my girl, Raj. She's doing big things. I want
Thank
y'all to support
you.
Her, and it's going to be something that's just going quick. We going from Blog Talk Radio to Wisecast TV. So y'all pay attention, because this is going to be a talk show host. That just remember the name, because the face going, when you put the face with the name, it's going to be ridiculous. Brian, man, I'm glad you had her on, because she really needed this forum to expand her horizon. It's going to be something wonderful, man. And the show is good, guys. Her show, I'm telling you, man, you hear some things on this show, you'd be like, he didn't just say that, did he? But we do. And we need this
Thank
forum,
you.
Right? Keep doing it, because we need this forum to get some of these things out. A lot of times we can't vent to our mate or even to the person that we're involved with.
Right.
But when you got other people, such females such as yourself, and we kind of introduce this to our other mates, to other females, and when they hear other women, then they kind of get a little comfortable. So that
right.
way the communication of talking about sex, you know, most people think sex is just in the bed, and it's not really that. And you guys, your show actually enlightens a lot of people to where they understand that mentally, this thing, you know, sex can take our relationship to another plateau.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for that, DJ Kicks.
Yeah.
DJ Kicks, you sound like you're shooting for a co-host role.
I want to produce it. You executive producer, and I just slide it in sometimes.
Okay, yeah. Well, I'm glad, man, that you brought that out to the brothers, you know, because sometimes brothers ain't going to let loose, and, you know, and I think that's a good avenue, you know, because it's a lot of freaks out here.
Yeah.
And they want to.
Oh, man.
Believe
it or not, R. Kelly made a little thing about being trapped in the closet. They got a lot of them trapped in the closet, man.
Yes.
They need to let that 12 play out, and they'll see some things go down as, whoa, they're going to be like, let's do it again, like the Staple Singers. I'm telling you, they're going to make it happen.
Okay, all right. Well, Brother Kitch, we appreciate that, man.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. And I just need to say, y'all, I had a wonderful conversation with one of y'all good friends tonight, and it's really, we about to blow this thing up. Sextra, sex extra, sex terror, whatever it's going to be, the sex show. I don't ever say it right. It's going to be all that. Y'all tune into it, man. Y'all going to love it.
Thank
I got to get
David.
Out of here, man. I love y'all. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. All right. I appreciate you, DJ Kicks, man. We look, that's crazy, and he validated it for you, fellas. He
Thank
validated.
Y'all.
Like I said, a lot of times we don't want to put it out, and like he said, you know, sometimes you don't talk certain things to your mate, you know, but you want to get it out to other people.
Right.
Actually, we have another caller from the 404 area code. Caller, you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, you're on the line with Miss Roslyn Dodd. I'm gonna call her the sex queen.
Oh, my gosh.
Well,
I'm cringing.
Hi, sis. This is Roz's sister, Gwendolyn, calling
hey.
To congratulate my baby sis. And she's hey. Always known a lot about sex for a long,
oh.
long time.
Oh, God. I don't know how to take that.
You come out of sick. I don't know how to take that. First thing I thought was like seventh grade or something. I'm like, okay.
Now, you know, she's been with something else for a long time, and she's always wanted to pursue this career. I'm very, very happy for her. So congratulations.
Thank you so much. Thank you very much, Speedy.
No problem.
So are you the older sister?
I am the middle sister.
You're the,
but I,
so were you one of the ones that had to actually keep her in check with the boys?
Yes. I turned the light on and off, and she didn't pay attention, you know.
Mm-mm.
Okay. Well, the one thing I can say then, if you say she go back that far, that validates her experience.
There you go.
Yeah.
So she all right there. She's an expert because she goes back, way back, and you got it from her sister. And nobody's going to put that out on their family member.
She loves
you. She's been having phone calls coming and giving advice for a very long time without the title. So now she's got the title and she's earned it well. So congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well,
babe.
We appreciate your sis for that.
No problem.
All right. Have a good night. Thank
you. Good night.
Bye-bye. All right. Miz Rice, we know that, and I know you're doing big things, and I know you got an event coming up.
Yes,
and
I
let
do.
And let everybody know about the event, what it's all about, and, you know, and where at, and how can they be a part of it.
Okay. Thanks for letting me have this opportunity. We have an upcoming event. It's our first live event. We have the show every Wednesday night on Blog Talk Radio, but this will be our first live experience. It's going to be on Saturday, August 18th at 8 p.m. at Mingles. That's 182 Cortland Street in Atlanta. It's going to be Charmaine and I. We're going to have some erotic poetry. We're going to have some good food, some good music, good fun, just like our show every Wednesday. It's going to be an awesome show. Admission is only $5 in advance and $10 at the door. The bar will be open, so please come ready to have a good time. We're going to mingle and embrace the live experience, panel discussions, and games. So on the Facebook page, it's on a public page. It's called the Talks Etc. Live Experience. You can get on the page and say you're going to join us, or you can go straight to the Eventbrite page. The URL is http://talksetc.eventbrite.com. Please do come. We're going to have a good time.
Okay, you said some erotic poetry. So you basically, you sending people home already with it on their mind.
Come with your partner. Come with your husband. Come with your wife. It is definitely going to be a great, great night. Adult fun, clean, mature fun, just sharing intimacy, talking about certain topics that you may find uncomfortable to talk about openly, and we're going to have a lot more fun. So a lot of games. It's going to be fun, please. You don't want to miss this first show.
All right. Well, before I let you go, we got one last caller from area code 510, which I think may be the Bay Area. Caller, are you there?
That's right. What up, Roz?
Hey, this is Thomas.
You for show.
How you doing, Thomas?
All right, I want to let your co-host know, I know you from way back, too.
Uh-oh.
And I'm talking about your belt. We go back all the way to elementary.
Yeah, yes. Thanks so much for tuning in, Thomas. You've joined the show before, right? You've heard the show before?
Of course. You know I have.
And you've enjoyed it?
All the time.
Thank you so much.
It's direct, it's to the point, and also it opens up the doors for communication for male and females. It's just not one-sided.
Right. Thank you so
That's
much.
That's what I enjoy about it. You know, you can speak your mind, and and to speak your opinion on how you view it.
Mm-hmm. That's the whole goal. Thank you so much.
And nobody don't know you, So they don't know your face, so you can say what you want to say.
That's right.
And I see you called it from the Bay Area. Where you called it from, Frisco or Oakland?
I'm in between. I'm in San Pablo, California.
Okay.
10 minutes from Oakland and 15 minutes from San Francisco.
Okay, I got you. Rod's doing this. She got people all on the West Coast calling for
that
sexual
Thomas.
Love.
Well,
I appreciate the love.
Well, I got to support my people. You know, we grew up together. We from that nine, you know?
That's right.
We from the
nine. Thank you, Thomas. I really appreciate your support and your calling. I really do. Thank you.
You're welcome, love.
All right, brother. Appreciate you calling.
All right.
All right, Ms. Rod. So once again, before I let you go, let everyone know how they can get in touch with you.
Okay. Well, to catch us weekly, we're every Wednesday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we can be reached at www.wxrpradio.com. Create your free Blog Talk account to get in the chat room, or you can simply call in 347-633-9769 and press 1 to get on the air. Or you want to send an email, talksetcetera@hotmail.com.
All right. Y'all heard it here. This is basically the avenue. She's giving you an avenue to start opening up.
Please.
Improve your sex life. Improve your communication. Improve your marriage. You know, and you heard it right here from Ms. Rise of Talk Cetera. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Have a good evening.
Have a good evening.
Thanks.
All right, y'all, you never know how far we're going to get with it, you know. And like I said, you know, I know it's a business show, and what we wanted to do was promote her business. And we did that. We just got a little outside the normal avenue with it. But once again, it's all good. We had fun with it. You know, so much success to Ms. Raj. You know, I'm going to keep supporting her. And I hope y'all definitely on Wednesday nights get out and listen to it. It's a nice adult show. Entertaining, if nothing else. So call in, and if you don't even want to call in to talk the first time, listen in. Just listen in and get some entertainment, you know, and eventually you'll get comfortable enough to call in. So once again, we appreciate Ms. Ross for being on the show. Coming up next, I definitely have my Superwoman. You know, last week I had Superman on. This week we got Superwoman. I don't know how she do it, but after the break, we'll be talking to Ms. Dawn Forbes.
If you have elementary age kids, boy, do I have a book for them to read. It's called Dana the Procrastinator. Dana is an 8-year-old boy who loves to waste time, but his procrastination catches up with him when he realizes that he missed out on his own surprise. Well, I can't tell you. Anyway, check out this book at www.kidsread.com. That's www.kidsread.com and available on Amazon.com. You're going to love the illustrations and the audio-video CD-ROM, Dana the Procrastinator.
All right, y'all, and we're back. And, you know, once again, if you're on Facebook with Rise and you're a friend of Rise, be a friend of mine. You know, because not only do we just promote our business, but we promote other people. And that's what it's about sharing the wealth. You know, so once again, you can friend me on Facebook at Brian, B-R-I-A-N, Joubert, J-O-U-B-E-R-T. You know, and definitely, let's bring it all together. You know, let's create one big family. You know, once again, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to From the Basement to the Boardroom on the Survival Radio Network. I've been excited to bring this next young lady to the show because it's, man, let me tell you, I people tell me I motivate them, but it's certain people that just motivate me. And when I read up on this young lady and researched and talked to her, I just be wondering how they do it sometimes. You know, I just be wondering how do they do it. You know, so let me bring Ms. Dawn to the phone. Dawn, are you with me?
I am with you, Brian. Thank you so much.
No, thank you for being part of this because people really need to follow you. They need to keep up with you because, like I say, you are the Superwoman. You are the no excuse, you know, for all of these people out here, you know, all of these women out here because I really started to play, you know, Superwoman for you. Yeah, as an intro song.
That would have been so perfect, Brian.
Yeah, as an intro song, because when I'm reading and I'm talking to you and I'm seeing your interviews and you're a mother of three, four. Okay, I shorted you a kid. You know, I know, well, and that's because nowadays people are trying to give one of their kids away nowadays, so that's why I probably did that. So
I love mine. They help me with work and everything, so we're a family that works together.
A mother of four, a certified professional coach, a speaker, artress, entrepreneur, TV show host. I mean, it just goes, an avid reader. I'm like, where does she find time to read in between all of this?
Brian, believe it or not, I read about 3 books a week. As a matter of fact, I just put down Super Rich that I was reading from Russell Simmons at 6 this morning before I went on to tape my show. And then my daughter brought me a book today by Joel Osteen about Every Day Being Friday. So I said, oh, thank you. That's the next book I'll start today. She looked at me like, whatever.
And see, you already made me, I was feeling bad even before this interview, and you made me feel even worse now.
It's just that I love it.
I've had the book Super Rich for about 2 months now.
Oh no! And don't tell me you haven't read it.
Well, I won't tell you.
Okay, never mind.
Yeah, I won't. And you get yourself. We gonna move on to something else. But I was blown away.
We need to move on because I'll start preaching on that one and have you read that book tonight because it will change your everything. It is amazing how he put it together and he made you go like, oh, wow, yeah.
I started it. I get some points for starting it.
A point and a half.
Okay, well, I'll take that. Yeah, but I like Russell's stuff even because you're an avid reader, and I know with just researching a lot of successful people, they talk about you have to read. And as a reader, do you find that to be instrumental in your success?
I find it to be instrumental in my success, but also instrumental in my thinking process because I'm on a journey of a particular type of thinking, and so I read those type of materials that help that journey and support that journey. So you'll never catch me reading a Harlequin novel. You'll never catch me reading anything that is not propelling me forward because everything has to be congruent for me. So I see that it has made a super change, and that's actually where my journey started was putting my nose in a book, you know, Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill, and then reading Og Mandino's books. And from there, it was on because it was like, okay, how many books can I read in a week? And the difference in me, Brian, is that when I read a book, not only do I take action, but I set those steps in motion to see the progress from the time I started reading the book to the end of the book. I have to be doing something, not reading just for pleasure.
Wow. And that's the thing about Napoleon Hill, though, that Think and Grow Rich, though, it kind of gives you that platform to read it and then just kind of gives you that plan and that progression to see if you're really following, if you're on the right track.
Yeah, it really does. And I tell you something that really happened as an amazing thing for me this year is I got an opportunity to travel with the Napoleon Hill Group, which went over to Malaysia over back in March, and the grandkids of Napoleon Hill and the great-grandchildren were there, and I got an opportunity to speak on the topic of going the extra mile. So for me, that was like a dream come true that, okay, you know, reading Think and Grow Rich is what propelled you to even want to start a business, to be a success, to declare that you're going to be the first millionaire in your family, and then here you are here speaking on going the extra mile in front of the grandchildren and the great-grandchildren of Napoleon Hill. And so the blessing of that is in October, I'm going to Ireland with them. So I'm attached.
Wow, that's easy. And I was told that you was given the name Dawn because you up at the crack of dawn every day.
This is very true, and I don't use an alarm clock or anything. My body clock says you're getting up every day at 3:27 a.m., and I don't question it anymore. I used to go, well, why 3:27? What's with the 27? I don't even question it anymore, Brian. I've tried to lay there to 3:28. It doesn't work. When I look over at the clock and it says 3:27, I just get up, do what I'm going to do. I spend my quiet time with myself. I do most of everything I need to do before it's even 5 or 6 a.m., and then the rest of my day is kind of like whatever I want to do, or if I've got something I'm working on, I want to write a book, or whatever I want to do. But I am an early bird, but, you know, I also like to be in bed early because I still need a certain amount of sleep to be able to function the next day, and I just try to have a balance with all of it because when you got so much going on, you have to have a balance or you'll end up just crazy.
Dang. I know, and I probably have at least 100 people Well, I have more than 100 people that's online that's listening to the show tonight. It's hundreds of people that's listening, but I guarantee you I have at least 100 that said, I'm a slacker. If you getting up at 3:27
yeah.
every morning, we definitely feel like slackers because that's, I'm rolling over at that time. Sometimes I might even just be busting in the door.
But the thing is, Brian, is it's about balance. I have four children, ages 18, 17, 11, and 12. If I don't get my me time, then when will I get it? So you make those adjustments so that you can get your mental freedom time, so that you can get your time if you want to meditate, so if you can get your time if you want to exercise, so you can get your time if you want to read or whatever you want to do when it's so quiet and peaceful and your brain can think. That could be in the middle of the night for some people. For me, it just happens to be a.m., so I think I earned my name, basically.
Yes, you did with that, though. And as we stated earlier, as I stated earlier, you are an artist. You wrote several books.
Yeah, I wrote, and don't get excited about this, and don't feel like a slacker, but I wrote 15 books, self-published them all, and 8 of them I wrote in 1 year. I can write really fast, Brian. When I get something on my mind and I decide I want to write about it, I take out the time. And I have a process that I use, and I teach people this process of how you can literally break a book down and do it in 2 or 3 days, if you know what you're talking about, because the key is to know what you're talking about, who you're talking to, and what's the end result that you want people to get out of this book. And once you've got that down, we could write this book in a day if you want to. I mean, some of my books are, you know, a couple hundred pages to 500 pages, but the first book I ever wrote was 197 pages. I wrote it in 3 days, from a Friday to a Sunday, and it wasn't nonstop. It was most of my day, and then I was done. I just get my mind to something, and it just kind of happens, kind of like with the talk show that I'm doing now. I knew I would always be doing something on TV, Brian, but I had no idea what, who, what, none of that. And then I started putting those things into play, and then I said, I'm going to design a studio and do it myself. I'm not waiting on anybody to come after me. I'm going to go to them.
Yeah, I found that incredible when you said that, when you said I designed my own studio when I spoke with you, and you was like, I've got my TV show coming, and I designed my own studio. I built my own studio out, and I'm like, okay.
I'm always to stay with what I say to myself when nobody's listening, and my thing is that I'm creating, you know, wealth for generations. I'm creating something that's going to be here long after I'm gone. I'm creating something that can be positive and that you can sit down and, you know, do with your family without having to wonder if you're going to have to cover anybody's ears or anything. So when I started thinking about TV, I said, you know what, nowadays with the technology we have and the information we can get, anybody can really be on TV if they're determined. So I was going to rent a space from someone, and then I thought, Dawn, that's not you. You want a space that people can rent from you. So I designed my studio, and now I have people saying, ooh, I'd like to take my show there. What are you going to charge? And ooh, I'd like to. And I'm just like, I'm open to all of it because I want to be able to give back for those people who think they can't do something. Come see me. You can do it.
Yeah. And if you're just tuning into the show, you're on From the Basement to the Boardroom with Ms. Dawn Favs. We basically getting it in. She's telling about all of the things that she have going on, the things that mm-hmm. she's going to be doing. But what I'm curious to know is, give me a little bit of your background. How did you get to this point?
Well, background, I'll speed it up for you. I've been a very determined person since I was, you know, a kid. I mean, just to know, you know, at 12 years old, I knew I could drive. Now, I never drove anything. You know, of course, your mom's not letting you touch the steering wheel at 12, but I knew I could drive. And when I said to my mom, I want to start driving, she looked at me like, you need to sit down somewhere and you need, you know, pipe down. So at 14, I said, I would like to get my license. You know, there, and my reason, my motivation was that we had a lot of senior citizens in the neighborhood who could not get to the beauty shop. Now, this is all about woman stuff, but you couldn't get to the beauty shop because they didn't have transportation or family who would take them, and the beauty shop was literally like, you know, 4 or 5 blocks away. So I thought, oh, wouldn't it be cool if I could drive them to the beauty shop? It'd be safe and all that. So at 14, I told my mom, you know, I've saved up my little summer money from working the summer job. If I pay for a driving school, can I get my hardship license? She's like, whatever, you just need to sit down somewhere. So I paid for my own driving school, and at 14, I got my driver's license, and I thought, wow, that was a big deal for me because now I could do what I wanted to do. And I've always taken that kind of stance in business. It's like, okay, if I have my resources at my access, like what's stopping me from doing what I want to do? And that's how I've kind of taken everything in business. I worked in customer service for over 10 years. I was a call center manager for 47 women at a Fortune 500 company for like I said, 10 years, and, you know, the information that I learned as, you know, working in customer service has really helped me in business. And then, you know, right now I own over a dozen businesses. I have half a dozen joint ventures. I've got a membership program with 22,866 people at my access. I mean, I just do a lot, but not every single day. Like, I have things that are in place that if I disappeared for 2 or 3 months, I'm never going to miss a check and I'm never going to miss a client. So that's the way I've kind of set up my business, because my love is to travel and nothing will stand in the way of me traveling. So I create businesses that I don't have to babysit.
Oh, that's a beautiful thing. And I'm telling you, and if you can get that to the masses, man, you know, that's a multi-million dollar concept. And that's the one thing that I've been doing over the years, tell people how to run a business and not work a business. You know, and
exactly, because
so
we don't need another job or anything, and you're very right about that. And I have to tell you that I commend you on the format that you have here to let people be able to give their information on what they do in business. And hopefully, I guess the goal is to get people to listen and, you know, make some type of change. Even if it's not a change, it's some type of step to take themselves further than where they can even imagine being. And that's what it's really all about. And if we can create a community like that, it's amazing, because, like with my TV show, we're not just a TV show. We coined ourselves as the talk show that teaches, and it's all about increasing your economy, your own personal economy financially, so that we can stay afloat in this, you know, new economy that we have. So we'll be doing workshops. We'll be doing media training. I mean, since I have the studio, it's like I'm going to maximize on that space as much as I can and allow other people to as well, you know, if they want to.
Yeah, that's great, and I'm excited. I'm excited about being a host and a guest. I mean, a guest on your TV show. I was honored that you invited me to
yes,
do
I can't wait to have
stuff.
You on there. Have a really good.
So,
it's a fun space to be in. I'm telling you now. So all that excitement you have, bring it all.
Yeah, so I'm excited, and it was the crazy thing about it is I think we have a mutual friend. I don't you know Christy Jackson with CEO Women.
I do know of Christy. We've been in a networking event a couple times together, so I do know of her. I don't know her, but I do know of her. I try to stay abreast of movers and shakers, especially in my own city. So
yeah, exactly. Because actually, I spoke with her, and it was just ironic that she reached out to me. She's doing a entrepreneur panel in which she want me to be a speaker on the panel. It just so happened it's August the 14th, which is the same day.
I saw that on one of her emails.
Yeah.
So I thought,
cool. So that's crazy. And let me tell y'all, man, look, both of these women, you know, are out of Houston. Dawn is out of Houston. So she can help you no matter where you are. But big up to Houston, because they doing major things in Houston. And so I love that you're in the Houston community. You know, we're going to have to do some things together, because I have, you know, we have the office in Houston. You know,
and you know, the great thing
big,
about
the
way I have the show format is that I interview people in the Houston area and outside of Houston, but on my Skype interviews, there's always somebody from the UK or Canada or anywhere, because I've networked all over the world, so now I'm being able to expose those people to people in America or wherever the show's going to be showed once we get the show purchased and all of that. So, you know, we just have to connect more. But the key to it is we have to stay connected. It's not a, I met you, now I know you. No, we have to stay connected if it's a good fit.
But see, the thing about it is and we're going to talk about this, because I know you're big on networking. And actually, one of your books is about networking. And when you talk about staying connected and get connected, but actually we have a caller right now on the line from the 770 area code.
Okay.
Caller, are you there?
Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Caller, do you have a question, a comment, or anything?
Well, I just tuned in, so I'm not sure. I was just trying to find out what's going on. I just tuned in.
Okay. You must have hit the number one, man.
Yeah, I did. I'm sorry. This is Marnie.
Yeah,
how you doing, Brian?
Oh, hey, Ms. Quinn. How you doing?
Good.
Well, since you're on the line, we're going to put you on the spot.
Oh, God. Okay, go ahead.
All right. But this is my girl, Moni, on the line, and we were just talking about networking.
Okay.
You know, and it was just so funny over the last week or so, you had texted me a couple of times about getting together on some stuff. And that's big and important that we bring people together and create one community and networking. And it was just funny that you basically got on the line when we were talking about networking, and you just reached out to me about getting together on some stuff. So, you know, I guess this is, I don't know what to call it, but it's something special.
Right. Yeah, I just tuned in. So I'm sorry, I kind of caught the tail end, but I mean, just listening, I'm like, wow, this lady have a lot going on.
Oh yeah, and we definitely got to make sure we use our resources. I know you know people in Houston. Make sure you turn them on to her, you know, because they all can use her resources.
I will.
Right.
And what is your name again?
Dawn Fobbs, F-O-B-B-S.
Okay, cool. Okay, got you.
All right, well, thank you for mistakenly calling in, Moni.
I'm sorry. Okay.
No problem. Thank you. Yeah, but as we were talking about the network, you have a book on network. And I push networking. In my book, I tell people network, network, network. You know, I'm a networker. And the beauty of networking a lot of times is it's free.
Yeah.
You know, and so give us a little bit of insight of your book as far as the networking aspect of it. And I think the name of it is N is for Networking.
Yeah, it's called N is for Networking. And basically it just talks about, you know, what networking really looks like from a standpoint of you trying to grow your business and you trying to get people to know who you are. Because I was always shared by a friend that networking is not about who you know, but it's who knows you. And so in the book, I just talk about the different processes of networking. And it's not one of those things where you go around dealing your cards to everybody and you walk out of there and you don't know anybody's name or face or couldn't point them out in a lineup. So for me, I can tell you this, bottom line, networking is what has got me where I am. It's about being out there, it's about connecting with people. I don't mean connecting to think you're going to make a sale or, you know, anybody's going to do anything for you. I'm talking about getting to know people. I'm talking about getting to, you know, create relationships. I'm talking down the line maybe forming joint ventures. I'm talking about business for real, not business because you have a business card or you have an idea that you're working on. I'm talking about business for real. When I started my first business back in 98, the first thing I thought was, wow, how can I get out and meet people? So I went to my first networking event, and I went, wow, so all I have to do is go where the people are. Wow. And so, you know, now I've customized, you know, where I go, who I'm with, what circle I'm involved in, and all of that. But you have to get out there. It's not even a choice. Like, should I network? No, it's where shall I go?
Exactly. It's not, like you said, you hit it on there. You say it's not a choice. And it's,
yeah,
and it's
you
funny.
Can find an event anywhere. Whenever I'm traveling, it doesn't matter where I'm traveling to. I always look up and see what networking events are happening in that place at that time. And I show up, or either I'll, you know, say, hey, I'm going to do a mastermind, blah, 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 and, you know, meet me here. It always works. It never fails. You can always get together with people. And with the technology we have now with Facebook and Twitter and all this, there is no shortage of people. They're there.
Exactly.
Yeah, they're there. And so you, no matter where you are, always look to see what's going on in the location that you're going to see how you can get connected. And, you know, when I'm in a place that I'm not from and I tell people why I do that, they look at me like, wow, I never thought about that. I'm thinking, I know, but do it.
Do it. That's it. And so before I let you go, mm-hmm. I just want to say one quote that I definitely love. I love the fact that you always have a splendid, amazing day. You know, and I'm like, not just an amazing day, a splendid, amazing day. And that mindset is so contagious, you know. And,
it
and
is.
So I love that. And like you say, you become the people you associate with.
I know. And, you know, some people think you're trying to be snooty when you say that. But, again, it's about business. It's about your life. And it's about your legacy. So if you want to have a play on words and say, well, does that mean I have to let all my friends go? Maybe for a time, yeah. Not trying to be offensive. But, yeah, sometimes you got to move and grow, and then if you want to integrate those people back into your life, you can, and if not, then it just means that you moved forward, because when you're moving forward, Brian, everybody won't be able to come along. Sorry. It's just the truth.
Most people won't be able to come along.
Yeah.
You know,
and
like you said, it's unfortunate, but it's the truth.
It is the truth, and the other sad part about that is sometimes it's the people that are closest to you, but when you're headed in a certain direction, either you're going to go, or you're going to stay where you are. You make the choice.
All right. And on that note, I'm going to ask you to give people your website, your Twitter, your Facebook, anything that they need to get in touch with you. Where can they buy the books? Or, you know, how can they keep in touch with you?
Keep in touch with me definitely on Facebook and just put in Dawn, D-A-W-N, Fobbs, F-S, OBBS, and on Twitter, same name, Dawn Fobbs, and all my books are on Amazon.com, so you can go there and buy the books. I don't have inventory or anything. I just let Amazon do all the work for me, and pretty soon, I'm going to hope that Brian will allow me to let you guys know when the show is going to be airing, because it will be aired in, you know, some parts of Atlanta on some stations, because we have a menu of stations that will be on, but I hope that he'll let us, you know, let you know when the show is on. And, you know, if you're a business owner and you want to talk about your business, call me, because I do video, you know, Skype videos all the time. So just because you're in a different city than me, that doesn't stop anything.
Not at all. Not at all. Well, once again, man, we truly appreciate you coming on, giving your information, letting the people know that they can be just as successful as you are. You know, and
yeah,
that's really big for you to be able to share that. So,
absolutely,
you know, thank you for all the way from the Houston area. Much love to Houston. You know, big shout out to my man Dale in Houston. I'm going to have to definitely link you up with Dale Elmore. He actually runs and operates the Houston office. He's doing big things in Houston. You know, so I got to get him on that network team with you, because I think together y'all can do some phenomenal things.
Okay, that sounds great. I look forward to it. And by the way, the website is dawnfobbs.com.
All right. Once again, Ms. Dawn, thank you, and I look forward to seeing you in a couple of weeks.
Okay, sounds really good. I'm looking really forward to it. That's good you are going to be here. I'm pretty excited.
All right, then, let's do it.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. All right, y'all. Once again, thank y'all. I appreciate you tuning in, you know, to another show from the basement to the boardroom on the Survival Radio Network. Once again, we growing every week. You know, if you know somebody that have a business that want to be a part of this, definitely reach out to me. Like I say, you know, friend me on Facebook. Let's all be all Rod's friends that listening tonight. Friend Dawn, you know, friend Brian, all my friends, friend Dawn and Rod, all Dawn friends, you know, friend Rod and Brian. Let's keep one community. And don't forget about my man Clark Garrison, who's over all of this. You know, we got to all do great things together. So let's keep it, you know, keep it moving. And as the song say, our outro song, we are one. So have a good night, and we'll talk to you next week.